Welcome back to the Conways episode 106. Today I am here and I'm joined with the big DC.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
How's life?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Not bad, yeah.
How is things since you found your new calling in life?
What would that be now?
You're now a handyman.
It runs in my family. Handyman. Just that
I was late to the party.
But I bought this little drill. It's kind of cute drill. It's not like one of them big industrial heavy things that you have to like get a big battery.
Yeah.
And charge it on a big battery pad thing.
Okay.
It's a little cute one. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And
all right.
Because we got some new stuff for the house.
Yeah, and I needed somebody to build them. But when we ordered the stuff, we realised, right, that's not going to fit in the car. But I says, we'll get it in somehow, you know.
Well, I wasn't taking the risk at all.
He went outside and he got measuring tape and he measured the car to see what size the car is to compare it to the box that we're collecting from the place.
Well, so a good bit off there. Won't be happening.
Yeah, and then
nope.
He made me rent a van.
I didn't make it, you said.
You did,
it.
And then he made me drive the van.
You're saying as if I had a gun to your head.
Well, you did say you were going to brain me. So then when we drove the van, like, I don't know how to drive a van, so I couldn't park. I've been driving automatic for the last while, so I was like, oh God, I'm not going to be able to know how to
You're
drive
going
a
around
manual
in
again.
A big go-car. Well, a van, go-car van.
Big, huge thing.
But fitted.
Felt like me dad back in the post days.
Delivering the post?
Yeah.
Suited
like I can't cope. No, it did not suit me. Do not say that.
You got in it and drove it like no bother.
Yeah, but inside I was worried.
You weren't. Because
if I start panicking, you start panicking. And then that's just disaster when you start.
I know.
Because you start crying and all. Crying for your ma.
Yeah, I know. I'm always crying for me ma. Help me ma. I'm on the way to IKEA in a go-car.
No, just I cry like I can't. And then when we were collecting the stuff off the woman at the collection point, she put it all on a trolley for us, right? And he was
I hope that bloody fits. And she said, well, if it doesn't come back and you can get it delivered. And I was like, I got one of them go-cars. And before I even could like finish that sentence, she was gone. I was like, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, he was looking for a conversation over and I was
crying. And then Amy, do you know what Amy did? Amy said she was parching. And we both got a drink from the vending machine.
Why are you talking like
and
that?
And then she opened that and it spilled everywhere all
it
over the place.
It spread all over my face now.
Oh, stop.
And all over the thing. And the security guard just turned that back and leaned against the wall. And I was like, oh my God, Derek, go and get tissue. And Derek goes, I'm not cleaning that up. I don't get paid to be cleaning up that mess, no. And I goes, well, go and tell somebody.
Say, I don't get paid to clean up
yeah,
that
you
mess.
Do.
I said, I'm not cleaning it up. I'll get someone that works here to clean it.
So we went over to that security guard and she was like, all right. And then she put down like this yellow thing.
I said, you might want to just put a wet floor
sign
down.
There was spillage over there. He kept saying, there's an awful spillage. And I'm standing there with Coke dripping out my hands and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the length of the furniture.
I know.
Very bad. So Amy got a go-car.
And then he made me carry it in from
all of
the
it.
Van.
All of it like on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
while I sat on it like while you were bringing it in.
You and Frank sat on it.
We both sat on it and Amy
had to put it on my back.
She had to lift all of it with us sitting on it.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, what did we do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Just been at home.
Just being at home doing bits.
Yeah.
I'll have yous know. For all of yous listening. We've just been at home doing some bits. We never ask people what they have for their dinner anymore.
Because they never told us.
Some people used to say they had chicken Kievs and that was it for me.
Oh, I'd love a chicken Kiev.
Jerry, what was with Jerry today?
Actually,
and he
Jane
got two chicken Kievs and two bags of potatoes. Isn't
what
it?
Is he getting two chicken Kievs for? You can only have one of you.
One for him and Hazel. And it was only £5
where?
For two chicken Kievs.
Where?
Guess where? Honestly, no joke.
Lidl?
Yeah.
Was he out there?
Yeah, of course I'd eat a chicken Kiev from anywhere.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Well, Giant actually had one last week and she sent me a picture of it. She said, I'm having my yearly Kiev. You want to see it? Looked unreal. Unreal.
I like the oily ones.
I like the creamy ones, but when you cook them, it all just comes out of it.
No, I like the oily ones.
Why?
The garlic oil that comes out of it.
Yeah, that's the one Jane had.
Like water.
Oh, look gorgeous.
Oh, stop. You're making me starve in your ear. Oh, stop. I hate that. I hate when people start talking about food when you're hungry.
Why?
Oh, because just stop. Right, so there's a new pillow that's been designed to prevent people from scrolling on their phone in bed. You'd need.
Don't scroll on my phone in bed, Darren.
Amy.
I don't. I put my phone down.
You asked me the other day, I want to watch more Louis Theroux documentaries. So I whacked the Vegas one on. And it was on and you're just on your
phone.
Where
were we sitting?
In the sitting room.
Yeah, not in bed.
No, you do be on your phone in bed.
I never on my phone in bed. No, I'm not. Yeah. It says the one, anytime I wake up, you have your phone stuck to the front of your nose. You're literally stuck in that phone. When I go to sleep, it's like a different day for you. You'd be up to no good. You'd be on your phone. You're walking around the apartment. Don't know what you'd be doing.
They'd be floating.
Yeah, you do. And then you watch things on volume 2. How can you even hear it?
I don't want to wake you up.
But you don't wake me up. You'd be moving around anyway.
Don't wake up because you're on your phone already.
Oh my God, way out of that. I don't be ever on my phone in bed.
Right, so the pillow, right, has a built-in speaker, right, which transmits audio through vibrations when it's hugged or someone rests their head on it, minimising disturbance to others nearby. What do you think?
No, won't pay.
More tat, innit?
Yeah, it's real tacky.
We should do a segment every week on ta.
Yeah. Do it ta.
That's something you'd see on a JML ad.
Oh, yeah, on them shelves, on the actual, like, board thing in cardboard or plastic, whatever it is on the end of an aisle.
Sick of doom scrolling on your phone? Well, then get this new pillow. It has built in whatever.
Would you be one of them that used to watch telly shopping to go to sleep? A lot of people
not to go
like
to sleep,
that.
Just to watch it.
No, Ellie used to watch that, my sister. But like, will you stop watching telly shopping and then the same thing would be.
Do you know what one gets me?
What?
I used to watch it every time it came on and my eyes would be glued to it and I'd be like, I'm getting that.
Smiths?
No, them magic markers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
they
them?
Great, yeah.
And like, you could draw something and then erase it.
Yeah.
Do you remember them, Leanne? Yeah. They were great, weren't they, Leanne?
That was tat as well.
I never got them, though. And then he used to see them in the fairy house and all, though.
Look at my
it's hand. Like the fairy house copped on and just bought loads of them. The vein, yeah.
Oh my God.
The vein's on you like Wolverine.
Jesus.
And then...
oh no, look.
Well, I'm talking about JML, the magic markers, and they show me
JML
veins on your hand.
What for?
Don't know. John's...
Magic Laboratory.
Yeah, John's Magic Laboratory, I think it stands for, actually.
It does. Can't believe you got it in the first go.
Never actually bought an off it. But
yeah, but I wouldn't buy that pillow.
No, you
wouldn't. No.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
No.
Why do you need all these necessities? Like, just put the phone down and go
sleep. Just have a normal pillow.
Don't need to go out and buy a pillow that helps you sleep better and stop you from scrolling on it. Just put the phone down. Try your phone out the window.
You want to start taking your own advice, wouldn't you?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
What do you mean by that?
You're glued to that. I'm surprised they can, like, see our face today. Usually half the phone is called Darren at the back of it.
Was that a joke or something?
No, it's facts.
No, because they don't be on my phone.
Yeah, you do. Look at the dints in your fingers from your phone. Look at them. Let us see your fingers. There's dints there and there.
Do I have fat fingers?
You have horrible fingers.
Like blading sausages, aren't they?
What are mine like?
Pencils.
What do you mean?
Them pencils, them black and yellow striped ones with the rubber on top of it.
I've long fingers, haven't I?
No, you don't.
I really do. Yours is round or something.
Fingers.
There's skin coming off the side of yours.
Like spring rolls.
Yeah. What happened to your baby finger?
Broke it. I told that loads of times.
You didn't break it.
I broke it off when I fell.
What was that on you were?
Corley little finger.
Little cheese puff.
And another thing, right, that I have, it's not a bone, I don't want to pick a bone with anyone, but I see a lot of people wearing the whoop thing.
Yeah.
And they're flying around this building, I think they all got a free one. Must be a little PR thing going on in here with Whoop, because I'm at the Zen, 100 people wearing them, and I'm feel a bit left out.
Why?
Because I want one.
No, I don't get it.
Why?
No, I know a lot of people that like use like Fitbit Apple Watch. I did actually have an Apple Watch at one stage, but I just couldn't get it. I just didn't want to use it.
Leanne has one on there.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You're just jealous, aren't you?
And what were you saying to me? You were saying to me that they stop you from sleeping. Yeah, so remember Leanne was saying that?
Yeah, because you're thinking to yourself, going, oh God, what way is my sleep score going to be? And it kind of keeps you awake at night. Because you're like, I have to have a good sleep tonight, or else I'm going to be thrown off track.
If we don't have a good sleep, Whoop is going to be so annoyed at me. It's going to be sad.
I do get that. I'd be like, oh God, I'm going to have a bad sleep tonight. So that would just make me more anxious if I had one of them.
Mm.
You did have a watch like that, didn't you? But it was only for like...
It was for my PT. He gave it to me. I still have to give that back to him.
Yeah.
It was a left-handed one.
So?
Oh, no. Your watch is on your left hand, isn't it? No. The strap went a different way. Does that mean that... Yeah. I don't know. How does that even work? I think you just put it on the wrong way or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because all watches are on your left hand, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? What happens if you put it on your right hand?
Nothing.
Your right wrist?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
Would people notice and say, what the fuck, mate?
Yeah. You definitely won't win the award anyway.
Mm. Yeah, but it's mad that like people, not that you wear them, but like obsess over it, you know? And they're like, oh no, I better get to bed at 10. Or Whoop is going to be so sad. Start thinking it's like alive and all. Start address calling it.
They're expensive though.
Mr. Whoop.
They are expensive. And then you have to pay a thing on an app and all.
No, the watch is free, isn't it, Leanne?
Yeah.
Is it?
The watch is free and the subscription costs money.
No.
So you pay that with Netflix.
What? Yeah, but you're getting entertainment. You're not really getting much.
You are getting entertainment with the Whoop devices.
Tell you how many steps and all you've done, your phone tracks.
More than that, what else does it do, Leanne? If your levels are off, it'll tell you. And then you might have to like go and sort something out in that.
Yeah. Mm. Take a breath. Have a Kit Kat.
Take a chill pill.
A diamond down my ring, fellow.
Mm. Always, they're always falling now.
Don't know where you got this ring.
Do you want to hear something else?
Yeah.
Right. According to new data from Just Eat, there were 1.1 million orders of spice bags between January 2025 and last month, and that's triple compared to 2024.
What?
Yep. Now the whole country is obsessed with spice bags.
I don't.
That's all they talk about.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Spice bags this, spice bags that.
Fucking, I just feel like it's just a rake load of different salts on it, and then you're parching for about 2 days.
I got a spice bag before, and there was sugar on it.
Yeah, I think some of them add sugar into all these spices.
I wouldn't be putting sugar on it. It was literally like, it was proper, like there was no salt, it was just sugar. I think they mixed it up.
Ew.
It was like sugary bag.
Yeah, no, I don't really like a spice bag. It'd be parching after. When they first came out years ago, you'd be like, yeah, lovely. I think somebody said that to me before, after Chinese, do you ever notice that you're parching? And since somebody said that to me, every time I have one, I go like drinking so much more because I do be so thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, so thirsty.
A can every 2 minutes. Two supper.
Water.
One supper. No, I've never. Like, I don't like. Like, lots of people are like, that oh, where's the best spice bag and all? And, oh, we need to find the best spice bag. I wouldn't even really get them, to be honest.
No, neither do I. I don't like that. I don't really like them. Even.
I'm convinced it's not a good one, though.
The spicy chicken. What's the salt and pepper chicken that you get?
Salt and chili chicken, like.
Salt and chili chicken, yeah. That, my mouth goes like a literal flip-flop. It's so dry. I can't cope.
Like sandpaper.
Yeah, I'd be like, I enjoy it when I'm eating it, and then like 10 minutes later, that's it.
Gone.
Dying with the thirst.
Yeah. Maybe that just isn't a good spice bag. Did anyone ever think of that? Like.
Joe loves them, doesn't he? No?
Yeah, but like every time anyone talks about.
Does he actually love a spice bag?
I think so, yeah. But like, if I asked him where's the best one, he's like, there isn't really one. Like, really? There isn't really a best spice bag, look, I don't think.
But there's one place that I do see on TikTok that, like, say if someone from the UK comes over, they go to it.
Bambinos?
No, it looks like Bambinos, but it's a Chinese, like, it's white background and red writing.
I don't know.
Chan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chan?
Yeah.
Chan?
It's in...
I-A-N.
Yeah, 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 I can literally see it. It's in town somewhere, isn't it? But they all go there. And it does look nice. It does actually look nice, but they're saying that's the best. That's the go-to for a spice bag.
They used to do one in China Palace and Fingers when it was open, and it was the nicest I've ever had.
Really? It was all salt, though.
No.
I know it's all made of salt, but like...
I don't like them when you get them and it's just really salty.
Oh, it kills me. It actually kills me.
And I actually don't think they're even that spicy, to be honest. It's
spicy.
The chilies that are separated in it that's spicy. But like the actual... It's not like any spicy seasoning.
It's real like chunky in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't be a big fan. I know a lot of people are a huge fan of spice bags. But they're just not for me, I suppose.
Yeah. We've had some amount of takeaways this week, let me tell you.
Oh, it's just been a week, though.
One of them weeks?
It's been one of them few weeks, I think.
Oh, stop.
I think everybody has their weeks, don't they?
Yeah, or months. Yeah. Everyone has their few months.
It's literally March, and it feels like...
I'm at the rate in a year's worth of takeaways.
No, I just feel like so much has happened since January.
I know.
It's just been...
Stop,
absolutely
girls.
Absolutely... Mental.
I know, girls.
Hasn't a guy?
Yeah. Stop, girls. I know.
A girl?
This year has flown in so far, girls.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do. I need a holiday. Need a break. You just pick your nose.
No, there's like, it's really haunting me.
You're just picking that.
Amy, before we came in here today, I seen that there was some Pokemon cards available. And I begged her, could we go and get them? And she brought me.
Yeah, he told me he'd bring me if I didn't bring them.
Will you stop saying that? Imagine, bring me to get Pokemon cards now or I'll bring you.
Yeah.
No,
I
want
to go anyway.
We got them bag secured. So, nice one, Amy.
No problem, Darren. No problem at all, Darren.
Hmm.
He swears that he's never going to open them. But, like, I really do see it opening
them. I'm not opening any more of them. I'm going to keep them all.
You need to pack up all the cards that you don't want and give them to Joe and give them to his kids.
There's some amount are lying around.
Yeah, and they'd be delighted with them.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, of course they would,
they'd
Darren.
Just be
they were
ripping,
delighted
ripping
when
them up and all and going, wow.
Yeah, but you didn't, you don't need them now.
What do you
I'd
mean?
Bag them, I'd put them all into a box and I'd give them to his kids because they'd be delighted with it.
A shoe box?
Yeah, fill it up for them. When are you seeing Joe? Whenever you're seeing
Wednesday.
Them, bring them into him.
Should I?
Yeah, too, right?
No, I think I'll sell them.
No, give them to the kids.
Sell a big bulk on adverts. €100 there, yeah? 1,000 cards. For the young fella. Get them for the young fella. Yeah, €100.
You're addicted to Pokemon. It's a very expensive habit.
No, it's
not. Yeah, it is.
It's not as expensive as the football cards. No, it's not. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, but any sort of cards thing is just so expensive.
Pokemon is way cheaper than when the football ones are.
But you never had an obsession with football cards like the way you do with Pokemon.
Oh, I love it.
What do you love about it, though? Like, just getting the big card?
No, I just love it.
Like, I do say, yeah, are you opening them? I literally turned to look out the window, turned back, and every single packet that was there is opened. Like, how do you do it so quick? You ruin it for yourself. You look
art.
At the back one straight away. So you just ruin it for yourself.
I don't look. I just, like, move them.
Yeah, but why? Why?
Just be like that. Oh, I'm at the getting the good one. And then I go to the front and flick through them.
Why do you not just leave it to the... Just wait until you get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You literally ruin it for yourself.
And for anyone that doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and the people that do, they'd be like, no way. But I got the Mega Charizard. The other day.
What?
The Mega Charizard, the name.
Why are you calling it that?
Because that's what the card is called. The name is like, I got the Mega Charizard.
Yeah,
oh my god,
like
guys.
No way.
Oh my god,
no
guys.
Way.
Guys, I just got the
and
Mega
like,
Charizard.
No.
Oh my god.
Like, no. And he's jumping up and down and all hat on backwards. And he's like,
I took me
I'm
top at
the getting the Mega Charizard. And I was like, what?
I took me top off.
Yeah, and then he ran down the bloody road with no top on.
Like that, oh, am I getting the Mega Charizard? To start knocking on people's houses and all.
I was like, I hear you, come on and get a grip of me.
I was like, buzz out, am I getting the Mega Charizard? And they were like, you need help.
You don't even have friends up there.
Oh no, yeah,
oh,
don't
yeah,
want
you do
friends.
Actually.
Who?
Ryan.
He'd not be me.
He is your mate, Reimer. And Shauna.
Yeah. They're the goats.
Yeah, they're good at the Pokemon, aren't they?
There's no being good at. It's just like, have you got a few quid to spend?
Yeah, I suppose. It is expensive, though.
They have good cards, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They actually do.
But, Amy, my pull rate is insane.
Well, you won't be saying that when I win an Oscar next year, right? You can keep your pull rate yourself.
Amy's still obsessed with winning an Oscar. Hasn't even done an acting class or a course.
I don't need to do an acting
class. If I was you, I'd go to Bow Street. Go to Bow Street.
Why would I bother?
Because then they'll see you and they'll say, wow, she is the one. Let's push her now. She's going to Hollywood. If you'd go do Bow Street for a year, I'll pay for it for you.
I am not going there because you were meant to go there and you've got loads of things.
I didn't get loads of things. I still haven't got any acting stuff. One or two maybe. That's like a mate's thing. But no one's ever, like, I do a few auditions and never get them.
But you will get one.
I don't know if
I will. At least you have somebody to give you auditions.
I don't have to look. I'm rotten.
No one gives me auditions.
But they look at me and say, rotten.
They don't say they do. Rotten.
How would he ever be a leading man? He's rotten.
Well, the auditions that you do were like...
Side characters, side quests.
Yeah, but you're not going to get a main one straight away. Let's just be real.
I don't think I ever will.
You will, of course you will.
No.
You will.
Not good enough.
You're just looking for me to say, yeah, you are, Darren.
No, yeah, I'm waiting for Leanne to say something as well.
You're unreal. You seek attention, like...
No, law of attraction.
Law of attraction by saying, I'm not good enough.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands.
Exactly. And do you see it in your mind?
No.
Well, then there you go. That's your answer. If you're not going to be positive about things, then don't bother saying that.
I've missed the boat.
You haven't missed the boat.
The boat is at leaving the dock.
I'm 30 and I'm only starting.
You have to do Bow Street.
I'm not doing Bow Street.
Text Bow Street on Instagram and say, what's up and all? I want to be an actor.
I might send him a voice note and just like explain
your situation. Just explain our situation. Just be like, hey, how's it going? Just at home.
Hi, I'm just wondering. And I already know people will comment under this. You won't get anywhere with that accent.
No.
I can change my accent, right?
Do an accent.
No. I'm keeping it all under wraps.
I want to hear Amy's American accent.
It's brilliant.
My God.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Unbelievable. It's almost better than an American person.
Yeah.
You go to the store.
Don't try to bring it out with me because it's not happening.
Oh, stop. I have a few listener questions here. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
Jake has asked, what's one trait/habit you picked up off each other?
That I want to be an actor as much as them.
That's not even a thing.
That's a tree.
One tree. Habit. Not cleaning. Amy's never cleaned, so I followed her on her path of uncleanliness.
Oh my God, no. That's a lie.
Only messing. Well, I suppose you have a habit of cleaning, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have a habit, but I clean.
I never used to clean.
So if I see things on the ground, I'm like, oh, I have to sort that out. Before they want. I have to do that.
That's a load of shite. Stop lying.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Are you being bad for unsettling the mood?
Because you're lying.
See, I was supposed to lie to the listeners.
No, you're not.
You are. It's all an act.
No, it's not.
Do you want to be an actor? It's all an act.
What do you think about going on Naked Attraction? Would you go on that?
No, they'd run away.
Is that even aired anymore?
Don't know. They'd run away. They'd take the cameras and all down. The lights and all, the minute they're seeing me. They'd be like, right, that's
imagine
it.
Imagine looking at
we call it a
me
day.
As a man like, oh yeah.
Call it a day. Why did you ask me that?
I don't know.
Is that still on? Leanne?
I don't know.
Do you still watch that, Leanne?
It's the weirdest show I've ever heard of or seen. I used to love Stars in the Rise. Is that what it's called? Yeah, you're...
The Cilla Black?
Yeah.
Is it Cilla Black who used to do that? Yeah. Oh, no. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Rod Stewart. So it's Matthew. Who's Matthew? Who's he?
I think it was that Black.
I thought it was Cilla Black.
Cilla Black. Blind Date. You used to love Blind Date as well.
Yeah. Oh, remember, what was the one with all the lights switched on and off?
Take me out. Yeah.
No like it. No like it.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're in your head, you're like, cringe. Dying for you and so it. Steve-O has asked, what's your favourite Easter egg? I'd say, for me, a Kinder one.
Yeah. I like Kinder. Or Linda.
Linda?
Yeah.
I like the Kinder ones.
Or,
what else is nice?
I do like Cadbury's.
Yeah. Nestle as well.
When
nice.
Is Easter?
I love the cheap chocolate. No, the cheap chocolate, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Do you know the one with the little footballer on it? Little cheap chocolate, and you get a mug with it with a little footballer.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Little football, little footballer kicking a ball on it. I think it was like Cadet made them or something.
Amazon's ringing me.
Yeah, well, tell it.
Answer. No, they ring me twice.
Ring them back and say, just put it in the letterbox.
Oh, fate, it's a draining board. You might just leave it at the door, will they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the cheap chocolate, the one with the footballer on it. Probably like Score. Score, egg. I don't know.
Any other questions?
That's it.
No way. Well, anyway. Call it a day.
I'm going to call it a day now, yeah.
Okay. I'll have to get me drying board.
You're not even getting that. It's probably in the bush outside. Left that in the bush there, yeah? Send you a photo of it in a bush.
Well, no, now. They usually send you a picture of it just leaning against your door, don't they?
Yeah.
Great.
Go on, we better go get that package then. And if you have any questions, send them into the Conways at goloudnow.com. And we'll answer them. Leanne will put them on a page and we'll answer them. Cheerio.
Leanne.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.